Hey, what's up? A 92-year-old woman has been found to be pregnant with her unborn dead baby for the last 60 years. When I first read the title of this story, it kind of made me feel like puking out every organ in my body. In 1948, she was told that her baby had died in her womb, and the doctors demanded more money than she could afford to get it removed. So instead of finding a way to pay the money and get it removed, she refused to pay them and just decided to live with it and ignore the baby that had died inside her. There's a lot of stories about people who can't accept the deaths of other people that are close to them. So they take their bodies and they live with them in their basements or, you know, I've heard a lot of sick stories like that. How do we know she just didn't make up that story about 1948 and this is just some woman that can't accept the death of her baby? So she's been living with it for the last 60 years and that's just her way of coping with it. I really hope it's not that. Well, really, either way, that's fucking disgusting. I'm sorry. I'm sad that her baby died, but that's disgusting. Don't you think people would notice that? Didn't she have any friends? I mean, you can't just walk around pregnant for 60 years. People are gonna notice that. They're gonna know that you don't have a family of 60 people. I wonder if her husband stayed with her after that, or whoever's baby that was. My guess is no. And if her husband didn't stay with her, how was dating for this girl in the 50s? There's no way she got many dates. There's not a lot of guys that want to date pregnant women unless they got that kind of fetish. Actually, if there's a guy with a pregnant woman fetish, she would be the perfect girl for him. You gotta have a woman that looks pregnant all the time. I mean, if you can get past the fact that there's a dead body inside her, pregnant fetish man would be set. You know, it could have been worse, though, because I've heard of people trying some really stupid things when they get pregnant to prevent the pregnancy, like a coat hanger as an abortion tool or a turkey baster to wash out the sperm. These are things that don't work, by the way, and I don't know from experience. I'm just saying I've heard they don't work. From friends that have learned from experience. So really, she could have taken it to the extreme and tried to cut the baby out herself, which would have been 100 times dumber. That would make it like 1,000,000% dumb. Because right now, just her living with the baby, that's like 500,000. It's like, I wasn't really good in math, but it's just really dumb. I think it would have been fucking weird, but hilarious if the baby just kept growing for 60 years. What if one day, 60 years later, this old 60-year-old man just burst out of her vagina and it's just like, oh, that was rough. Oh, so listen, Mom, I've been living in your body for about 60 years now, and I'm thinking about going on the road, getting my own place, living life a little more, outside the womb, you know? So, I'll catch you later. Sorry about this mess, and killing you. Peace out. You know what, though? Maybe this woman just wanted to get special attention for the rest of her life. She just took advantage of this situation. Because, you know, everyone's nice to pregnant women. You have to be nice to them. They're carrying a baby. Maybe she just wanted to be pitied for the rest of her life. You know, she wanted people to pull chairs out for her and open doors and go up to her and ask if her baby's kicking. Seriously though, keeping a baby in your stomach for 60 years? That's fucked up. So I didn't really want to show you the picture of this pregnant woman, but I'm going to anyway. So this is what she looks like. Oh, she's so attractive.